USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently.
A portion of President Trump's comments after he left Walter Reed Medical Center on Monday, where he was receiving care for COVID-19 over the last three nights. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden taking part in a town hall on Monday, the former vice president discussing all the interruptions during the last debate.
I'm used to bullies. I didn't want to further demean the process of the debate by getting in a shouting match with him on the one hand, and I tried very hard, if you noticed, to look in the camera and answer the questions directly.
That town hall taking place in Miami, Florida, and it was Biden who interrupted the president first. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, 64% of consumers have changed their spending habits over the past 6 months. As your expenses shift, it's important to maintain an updated budget and use financial tools like the Bank of America Cash Rewards Card that can help you make the most of your spending. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America, explains.
Since March, our clients have been making more online purchases on things such as food delivery and streaming services. In fact, total spending on food delivery over the summer nearly tripled from last year. One of the smartest ways to spend is by tracking your expenses and choosing a rewards card that is flexible with your evolving needs.
With a Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, customers can choose to earn 3% cash back in categories including dining, gas, home improvement, online shopping, and more each month. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
The new Supreme Court opened their fall term on Monday, minus one justice. Liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg recently passed away after a long fight against cancer. Chief Justice John Roberts remembers the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
President Clinton appointed her to this court in 1993. She was the second woman appointed to the court and served more than 27 years. During her time on the court, she authored 483 majority, concurring, and dissenting opinions. Justice Ginsburg's contributions as advocate, jurist, and citizen are immeasurable. We at the court will remember her as a dear friend and a treasured colleague.
Hurricane Delta gaining strength as the storm is projected to barrel through the Cayman Islands on Tuesday before hitting Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The storm could strike the Gulf Coast later this week. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Historically, volatility in the stock market is elevated in the months leading up to an election. This is logical as the markets hate uncertainty. For investors, it's important to step back and put personal feelings about politics aside and objectively assess the situation and what it means for your personal finances. Economist and certified public accountant Dan Geltrude believes,
if President Trump were not to be reelected and we have a Biden presidency, what does that mean? We already know that that's going to mean more regulations and it's going to mean more taxes. Those are not things that the market is too favorable with. So I think if we start to see a more likely Joe Biden win, we will see the market start to react to that. But of course, let's keep in mind, Joe Biden alone can't change anything. He will need Congress to go along with him to make any changes to the tax code.
Vice President Mike Pence doing his final round of debate preparation in Utah. Air Force Two landed at Salt Lake City International last night. Pence met briefly with Utah Governor Gary Herbert. California Senator and Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris arrived in Salt Lake City over the weekend. The debate is being held Wednesday at the University of Utah. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.